The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Houseplants are great for cleaning the air and providing cheery greenery during the long winter. Research shows they actually reduce depression and anxiety and help patients heal faster. Another nice trait is that you can make your own houseplants this time of year by taking cuttings and layerings. Cutting and layering are forms of asexual propagation. That means the new plant will be exactly the same as the mother plant. Some common plants to take cuttings from include African violets, coleus, geraniums, and begonias. To take a leaf cutting, choose a healthy leaf, cut it, leaving a small petiole or stem, and dip the cut end in a rooting hormone powder. Stick the cut end in a plastic pot filled with slightly moistened potting soil. Place the cutting in a bright location out of direct sun and mist it every few days. In a few weeks, the leaf should start to root. Stem cuttings are taken in a similar way by cutting a 4 to 6 inch long piece of stem, removing the bottom leaves, and following the leaf cutting directions. Air layering is a fun way to propagate bigger plants like rubber trees, dracaena, and ficus. Select a woody side branch and measure 1 foot from the tip. Remove the leaves where you'll be cutting. With a sharp knife, make a 1 inch wide cut girdling all around the bark of the branch. Don't cut into the center of the stem, though. Mist the wound with rooting hormone powder and cover the wound with a small handful of moistened sphagnum peat moss wrapped around the branch. Secure the peat moss with black plastic and plant ties. Check the peat moss ball weekly, and once the roots are obvious, cut the branch from the mother plant and repot it. Voila, another houseplant. And now for this week's tip. Check overwintered dahlia and canna tubers. If they're shriveled, mist them with water. If they're rotting, let them dry out. If they're sprouting, pot them up and place them in a cool, bright room until spring. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about redbuds. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.